This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Caroling. We are back into the Christmas spirit, if you will. It's 7 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keevan and Kara Schillen, who are together here trying to figure out with the rest of the world what happened to that Amtrak train. It seems that people have agreed that the safety technology that is available was not used, and that could have prevented the crash. That is what would have, but it's that, plus he was, and why they did this, is really bad management when you get right down to it. There was somebody on the train who was a trainee. This is the first run of this, and the engineer should have been focused on, at least if I had been running it, I wouldn't have put somebody in there to learn from him. He didn't know what he was doing really himself. It was his first day on the job. It was the first time they'd run this route. And so what they did was put an engineer in training into the engineer, into the control room. What do they call it? The cab. Thank you. And so the engineer is talking to this guy, not paying attention. Plus the fact they don't have these safety things in place. But the other side of that is, for heaven's sakes, the railroads have been running since the 1880s, and technology has just come into play in the last 10-12 years. The kind of technology we're talking about here. Before that, it sort of bespeaks to what is going on everywhere else. There's so much technology that people don't have to learn how to do anything. Those trains practically run themselves as an airplane does. Once you take off, hit it on autopilot, and it flies itself to where you're going for the most part. Unless there's something that affects the operation, you leave it on autopilot, and they basically have. I was in the cab of an Acela train once. The engineer and I were talking, and he showed me the cab. It is so simple. There are like four buttons. There's a throttle control. There's a dead man's brake, and that's about it. And so these guys have to, especially when they're on routes like the Acela, where they go only, there's four stops between Boston and New York, let's say. And so what do? The train's traveling down the track at 140 miles an hour. And there's a half, three-quarters of an hour between each stop. So what are they doing? Not much. Reading a book. You know, they're looking at the track, yeah. But there are all kinds of warning lights, and there's a red. If there was a train stopped in front of them 4 or 5 miles out, they have warning lights and noises in the cab. There's actually an automatic slowdown for these trains. So I don't understand really what went on here, other than the bad judgment of Amtrak to put a trainee in the cab on the first day of the run.
Well, I guess the automatic slowdown was not, they didn't have that working yet.
No, they didn't. It's called positive train control.
Yeah,
no.
But, you know, the thing that makes me most sad is that for this trainee engineer, if he was the one running the show, I mean, what does that do to his life now?
Mm-hmm.
It's just the fact that you put this guy in charge who obviously wasn't supposed to be because he didn't have the experience yet, and now he has to deal with the fact that this train crashed and multiple people are dead and tons of people are injured.
Bad judgment. Really bad judgment.
It's just,
so anyway.
But it's great that it's easy and it's great that technology exists, but you're right. The fact that it is easy means that people feel much more comfortable not
doing
anything.
Yeah, they don't do their job.
Yeah, and so it's just, you don't have to focus on anything, and so when the time comes where you should be focused, you might not necessarily be paying attention.
Yep. So that's the situation there, I think. There are only 16% of freight railroad tracks and 24% of passenger railroad tracks that have this. But back again to what do we do when people are actually running the trains and we're thinking about what they were doing? There always were. If you go back to the days of the first diesel locomotives right after World War II, when General Motors and General Electric got together, because that's really what a diesel-powered locomotive is. It's an electric. They used to call them diesel-electric trains. There was a diesel motor that was a generator, and the generator put power into the electric controls that actually powered the wheels and powered the train. That was why you had AC power, lights, all that other stuff came from the generator that was in the engine compartment that ran off of the diesel engine. So there was an engineer, and there was, going back to the feather bedding of the railroads, there used to be three people required in a coal-driven train. There was an engineer, there was an assistant engineer, and there was a coalman. And the coalman's job was to shovel the coal from the tender into the firebox so that the engine would have heat to make the steam, which is what propelled the train. So then along the tracks, if you will, the feather bedding was released somewhat. So when they went to diesel electric, they only had two people in the cab, an engineer and an assistant engineer. And they both had the controls, but the engineer had the dead man's pedal, which was that's why they called it dead man, because engineers would have heart attacks and the trains would, you know, if there wasn't something to stop it, train would go off, you know, into who knows where. And so that was an engineering job that was put in there. And there have always been dead man's brake pedals, if that's what you want to call them, in engines since then. They've been, again, since the 40s. So now we only have one person required in the cab, and one wonders whether it shouldn't be the same way as it is in a... I wouldn't want to get... Would you get into a plane with only one pilot? I wouldn't get into a plane with one pilot. There's two. You got a backup, and that's the only reason... There are two reasons for a co-pilot. One is backup to the pilot, and two is so that if something happens to the pilot, the co-pilot can do something. That's really there. I mean, they learn the routes. That's how they learn the various airports. You know, there's all kinds of stuff that they learn that's ancillary to it. As a co-pilot, you're supposed to learn the nuances of the airports and the gates and the runways and all that stuff. That's part of what they do. So anyway, it's just kind of it's really interesting to see how this thing is parsing out and what we don't know about the systems. But the real underscore here for me anyway is that it's just all about technology. And I think that you see how many bugs there are on these things. And to that point, speaking of bugs and technology and stuff, you see that the head of the EPA, this character Pruitt, has used public money to have his office swept for hidden bugs, and now the government's buying sophisticated biometric locks for additional security. Is that because this guy's so unpopular, he's worried that somebody's going to come in and blow his office up?
Well, this is sort of twofold. Number one, yes, it's because he has received, according to his office, he's received a number of death threats, bodily harm threats, things like that. But to be totally fair and transparent on some of this, the thing that's really getting him in trouble is the $25,000 soundproof privacy booth, which that's the taxpayers paid for, which no one really understands why he needs that. The former head of the EPA under Obama, it was a woman, or the same person who held this position. The security team did a bug sweep when she moved into the office as well. So the bug sweeping isn't really the issue, and that's only like $3,000. So yeah, that's not really the issue. It's why does he need this $25,000 custom-made soundproof booth so that no one can eavesdrop on his phone calls? That's number one. And then the other thing that's getting them into a bit of trouble is that he signed this no-bid contract for $120,000 with this Republican public relations firm who was digging up dirt of other people in the EPA who were against Scott Pruitt, who were basically being vocal against him. So that's really – and then they've canceled that contract now. That sort of just went away.
Yeah.
So that's kind of really where the sticking point is. There's, I guess, another $9,000, which – people are looking into as well. The EPA Inspector General is looking into this, why another $9,000 of security round the clock is needed, because in the building you already have armed guards and you have to go through metal detectors, and it's a standard government building, so you can't just walk into Scott Pruitt's office. There's a lot of security, but he spent an extra $9,000 on having a security detail follow him around. That kind of makes me think, like, you think you're J-Lo and you want bodyguards with you all the time because you're so important. That's kind of what it looks like.
Well, there are lots of reasons. I'm not a fan of this guy. The EPA way overreached. The last person that ran it, I didn't like either. I didn't like the whole philosophy of the administration getting into all sorts of things that they have no business being involved in. But now this guy is turning around things without thinking about what the consequences are. And so when it came to the Rivers Act, reversing that made sense, because a puddle in my driveway is not a waterway, which is what these morons at the EPA in the last administration thought. They ought to be able to regulate puddles in your driveway. Come on. And that's what gives people, that's what gives us cause to think, why do we have this guy? Why are these people so out of touch? And then it goes back to that basic thing, the boilerplate thing we were talking about before, Victoria. They're out of touch. It's almost by design that they're supposedly representing people, and they have no connection to these people. The farm crowd now has no connection to the farmer. It's all from the big ag, the huge multinational ag corporations, most of whose headquarters are not even in America. They're in Belgium or in someplace in Europe or someplace in Asia. So, you know, we're digging ourselves a hole here. This is Doug Steffen with a very special offer from MyPillow. MyPillow, bringing back their best offer ever here in this circumstance. One pillow you pay for, one you get free. So if you have a tough time at night tossing and turning around in the bed and up and down sideways, stuffing and piling that pillow, trying to get your neck and your head straight, forget about it. The patented adjustable fill inside every MyPillow stays cool and in place all night, so your head and neck have the support like you can get with no other pillow. You'll fall off faster, stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed like never before. And just now for the holidays, you buy one premium MyPillow at the regular price, get a second one as a gift for somebody you love, free. Hurry, there's no way this offer can last. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Pay for one, get two. At MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV. Hi, this is Doug Steffen with an exciting invitation for YOU to join me in Hawaii this March. Yep, come with me to Hawaii on a 13-day fabulous guided tour with YMT Vacations. We'll see Honolulu, Pearl Harbor, the world-famous Waikiki Beach. We'll cruise the tropical rivers. We'll be in Maui watching migrating whales, stunning ocean sunsets, relaxing beaches, authentic island hospitality. It'll be a fabulous four-island cruise for $19.99. You can enjoy beachfront hotels, luggage handling, six sightseeing tours, airfare within Hawaii, and a professional tour director. Add-on airfare is available. Call 877-900-4574. Come with me to Hawaii, 877-900-4574.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. You know there's going to be that one last-minute gift to buy. Maybe even a client gift. Well, Office Depot Office Max has got something you'll love. Get $20 off when you buy $100 of Office Depot Office Max gift cards. $20 off $100 instantly. Shop Office Depot Office Max for last-minute gifts. Taking care of business. Offer ends 12/23. Limit one per household or business. E-gift cards are excluded.
47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee,
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Santa Claus coming to town, and it's not, well, it is Frank Sinatra, but he's singing with Seal. Listen to this. Big band music. A lot of people are going in this direction.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. For goodness sake, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not fall. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Yes, he's on his way. He's got toys all over the sleigh. Santa Claus is coming to town.
This is the new. This is, you talk about technology, what fabulous things are possible putting together music from some of the classic tunes and classic stars like Frank Sinatra. His 1948 rendition of Santa Claus is Coming to Town is always played on Christmas, but the new duet here with Frank Sinatra, this is a fabulous twist. Seal says after he released his album Standards last month, which included some covers of jazz and swing classics like Luck Be a Lady, it's another Sinatra tune. The Sinatra estate got in touch with him. He said, quote, they already had the Christmas duets record set, and they heard me and they asked if I would do it. And then I got to meet them and they said that Sinatra would have liked what I did, which was very nice. So,
this was,
yeah, right, it is. I went to Capitol Studios, one of the rooms where Sinatra sang on many occasions. It's where they did the work, described the studio as a well-preserved time capsule in memory of all of the great artists that recorded there. He writes, at the time there were also a couple of representatives from Sinatra's estate in the control room. I felt like I really had to bring my A game because they've heard it all and they've seen it all, including Sinatra. Isn't it interesting that this is so... It kind of reminds me of John Wayne or any of these people Elvis may be worth more dead than they were alive. And there are people working in these estates that, you know, their jobs, lawyers and people that are just there to make sure the interests of the estate are protected.
Well, I think Sinatra's kids, too, or their kids, but you know what I mean, his children, I think that they have done a great job, much like Lisa Marie and Priscilla
Presley. Frank Jr.'s dead, but Nancy Sinatra is still around supervising her father's estate. And so, I think.
But Frank Jr. was involved before he died, right?
He was
involved with the estate. They've certainly done their father's legacy proud, I think.
Right. Somebody else from that same vein is Lady Gaga, who announced that she will begin a 2-year special engagement in the Park Theater in Las Vegas starting in December of next year. She said, in the land of Elvis, Tony Bennett, Frank Sinatra, the Rat Pack, Elton John, Judy Garland, Liza Minnelli, long dream of mine to play Vegas. I'm humbled to be a part of this historic lineup of performers and to have the honor of creating a new show unlike anything Vegas has ever seen before. I can count on that from her. Although I think the Madonna show is pretty much like that too, wasn't it?
And you get right down to it. I don't think Madonna did a Vegas thing.
I thought she did. No, huh?
No.
All right, anyway, so Lady Gaga, next December, going to the 5,300-seat Park Theater in Las Vegas. 28 after the hour on the DJB show. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. DJV, one more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event. It's the last chance to get our best offer of the year. 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $1,000 Ford credit cash back across a full lineup of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. That's Ford, America's best-selling brand. Start the new year with a new Ford car, truck, or SUV. With 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 Ford credit cash back. This exclusive holiday offer ends January 2nd, 2018, so don't wait. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Ford GT, Fiesta, Focus RS, Mustang GT 350, 350R, F-150 Raptor, or Super Duty. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by January 2nd, 2018. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's C-L-E-A-R 55 to 350350.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Four after the hour now on the DJV show. Follow us on Twitter at On Air Victoria, at DJV Show, at C Schillen, at Doug Steffen. The people in the news today, an interesting mix of folks, starting with a high school student. This is for all those of you who are high school students or parents of high school students. This is a combination of three things that are very much a part of the discourse discussion of our concern in our society today, having to do with students, technology, and this whole business of the danger in social media, given the inappropriate behavior of adults. Now it's trickling down into high school. This story comes from Indiana. Junior at Plainfield High School made the decision to post an inappropriate photo on Snapchat. And as a result of this, several lives were affected, perhaps forever. Ben Slayton and his family interviewed about the mistake he made and the wreckage that went with it. He's a 16-year-old junior, been a quarterback for the high school starter since freshman year, one of those kids that we talk about, ladies, who are given favorable treatment in college. Well, sort of the same thing happens with these boys, especially in the Midwest in high school. So he, by the way, was on the track to go to Wake Forest. He was in a classroom close to a teacher wearing a skirt. He decided to take a photo of her and send it to his friends. The photo, which doesn't show the teacher's face, but clearly shows what's up her skirt, is completely inappropriate. It shows her feet, her legs, and whatever else you can see where she's sitting at her desk. His father does not justify his son's actions. Quote, by no means is this acceptable. He set the entire chain of events in motion, broke my rule by having a cell phone in school. Then how many parents... This is for you, parents of kids who have these damn phones. They've got to have them every second of every day. They're looking at them 80 times a day, texting all day in classes, making a mockery of trying to get some education. It is a damn disgrace. This father at least got it and told his son not to have a cell phone in school, but son didn't pay any attention. So he takes a picture of the teacher up her skirt, and now his life is in shambles. As it, frankly, appropriately should be. Yep. But it's a lesson not just for him, but for parents and kids everywhere who think there are no consequences to pulling this stuff.
And Wake Forest is a really good school. How are you that dumb to get into Wake Forest but still not know? Like, what?
There's so much focus on using these damn iPhones and all of the things that go with it. This disrupted this whole school, disrupted this guy's life, embarrassed the teacher, as you can imagine. So he was kicked out of whatever sports he was in. He's been shunned by his classmates. And it will, when you put something like that that's on social media, these admissions counselors for these schools look at everything about you. Do you have a Snapchat account? Do you have an Instagram account? Do you have Facebook? Do you have a Twitter account? They check out these kids now.
You know what's so weird to me is I feel like when I was, and maybe it's because I'm part of the generation where cell phones were not a thing, and then they became a thing while I was growing up, but we kind of learned, like, be very, very careful of everything that you post on Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and all of that stuff. So we learn that. So I am very cautious, and I'm sure that there are some people my age who don't care, who aren't cautious. But it seems like we're the only people who learn that. I feel like the generation after me just doesn't care. They post so many personal things on Twitter, on Snapchat, on Instagram. I'm just, like, shocked sometimes at the amazing things that I see on the internet, and it just makes me scratch my head because it's like they don't realize that these things, Snapchat disappears after 10 seconds, but can take a screenshot of it.
But someone always has a screenshot.
Yeah,
all
right, so here's another example.
Disappear.
Listen to this. A teacher, a high school teacher, took a picture of her in bed with one of her 15-year-old students.
Oh, gosh.
Her husband took the picture. Wait a minute.
What?
The teacher was arrested. She was caught in bed taking pictures with this 15-year-old, and her husband saw the pictures and then confronted her.
Okay, well, that makes more sense than the husband taking, than the husband being there, because
that
adds a whole
twice.
Other, that adds another layer to that. But.
And here's another one. Do you know who T.J. Miller is?
Yeah.
Okay, here's another one of this stuff is blending into whether that picture that the kid took of his high school teacher was sexual assault. It certainly was inappropriate and could be considered harassment. If she'd have wanted to, she could have sued him or his parents for what happened to her reputation because of this. And now this guy, back to the sorts of things that are going on in business, but it's going on in education, it's going on all ages, it's craziness. So this guy Miller is accused of sexual assault and harassment by some woman. She was apparently punched by him while they were in college or something?
That's what she says, but he and his wife have been pretty adamant about this, saying that this woman has been trying to peddle the same story for years, and only now that there's this groundswell, he says that he's a victim of this, you know, now everyone's getting lumped in, and his show has already been canceled because of it.
Well,
is it bad, though? I would really not be surprised if T.J. Miller was actually guilty.
Do I think he's douchey? Absolutely, but I don't know if he actually did this or not.
Well, but under the circumstances, the rising tide and all these boats are being swept up in it, and I'm sure there are people who have been accused of these sorts of things that are really not guilty. And that's where this line is so blurred, because you don't know what to do. You know, the politically correct, some business, some guy whispers, or a woman whispers into the boss's ear, "Hey, a Fred over there touched my knee 3 years ago. I think we should fire him, don't you?" Is that the way it's supposed to be? That's the whole, she may not like Fred, and Fred might not even remember it. Maybe it didn't happen, but she suggested it because she wants to get rid of him. That stuff's going on. There's plenty of that stuff.
There's a lot of that. And, you know, it's interesting because T.J. Miller said that this all started when he and his now wife, when they went public with their relationship. I have a feeling this woman might be a little bit stalkery, having dated him in college, and now he's famous, and I think there's a little more to this. But he said that this woman began circulating rumors once his relationship went public, and he said, sadly, she's now using the current climate to bandwagon and launch these false accusations again. It's unfortunate she's choosing this route, as it undermines the important movements to make women feel safe coming forward about legitimate claims against real known predators. I agree with his statement. If he didn't do anything wrong, there are some guys who are getting tossed into that category.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff going on. All right, no, there's more food. I'm getting all jazzed up about a lot of stuff. Let's get jazzed up, shall we, about your health and well-being. That's what krill oil does. Free bottle right now. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 at 800-355-1493. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310. 0310.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Steve Jobs and his friends built the first 50 Apple computers in a California garage. Jeff Bezos started an online bookstore in his Washington garage. Today, Apple and Amazon are two of the world's largest companies. Disney, Google, and Harley Davidson, and hundreds of other famous companies were started by dreamers in their garages. There are 38 million home-based businesses in the U.S. today, earning over $400 billion a year, but not in Milwaukee. Businesses and garages are illegal there, nor can home businesses have any employees or take deliveries. Citizens there should look through the lens of liberty and realize such rules violate essential American rights, the right to pursue happiness, and the right to enjoy private property. The business in our garage is none of the government's business.
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
Ow, ow.
Yep, you guessed it. I'm a speed bump, so I've got one job. I slow you down. So imagine how I feel about Geico, who does way more. Like, not only could they save you money on car insurance, but they've been around for over 75 years, giving people fast and friendly claim service. Ow, ow. Plus, they got a nifty mobile app that gives you 24/7 access. Ow, ow. Just doing my job, buddy.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Stores are now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. There's still time to give joy with the perfect gift and get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Short on time? Buy online and pick up free in store. Most orders are ready in 2 hours, even faster than Santa. Give joy, get joy right now at Kohl's. Hours may vary by location. 20% offer valid through December 24th with promo code SNOWBALL. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now, 47 after the hour, the DJV show. You know, I think we ought to bring Warren Eckstein, who's our pet expert, on early today because there are a lot of things that are going on, and I think we need to underscore them. As we get closer to Christmas every year, people do a lot of stupid stuff. So Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show, welcome to the DJV show with some advice. Let's try taking apart the things, and literally the toys that come under the tree, the food that's around. There's a lot of danger for, and by God, don't get yourself a dog for Christmas. I'm going through the whole laundry list that we've talked about for years. Why don't you give us a little more detail?
One of the most important things, you hit the nail on the head, not to give a pet around the holiday season. First of all, we're crazy that time of year. Our homes are different. They're decorated with all kinds of things that are dangerous. And you want to make sure the person wants a pet. So here's what I recommend that you do. Let's say, for example, the person wants a cat or a kitten. They've been talking about getting a cat. You have a kid that wants a kitten. Under the tree, there should be no cat or kitten, but there should be a litter box, preferably a clean one, Doug. And in the litter box, there should be a note. We promise at the end of the holidays that we will go to the local shelter and your new kitten will be arriving home. Same thing with the puppy. Or leave a book. Or if you get a bird, leave the cage maybe with some information or a book about birds, but never give the pet actually on the holiday. Now, I just lied to you because I'm going to be hypocritical. If it's a matter of life and death and you can go to a shelter and get a dog out, I don't care if it's Christmas Eve, Christmas morning, or January 1st, just do it. But yeah. In most cases, if you're preparing, not getting the gift around the holidays or the pet around the holidays is a good idea. And here's something a lot of people don't understand. I just heard about this the other day. There was a dog that got really, really sick from drinking the water in the bottom of the Christmas tree. And a lot of people put things in there. They put aspirin, put sugar in there. And here's one for cat people and some puppy people that no one knows about. When wires are running, when you have those Christmas wires running under the tree and being plugged in, actually cats feel the current. And very often they assume that moving current is a mouse or something, and they'll chase it and bite it, and cats can easily get electrocuted by biting into a cord. The other thing, obviously we talk about all the time, Doug, is you have people coming in, neighbors, friends coming in for the holidays, for holiday cheer, and they may leave the door open, or they may give the dog or cat something that they're not supposed to chalk with, God forbid, or something else. So really make sure you know where your pets are at all times during the holiday season. And just common sense, there's going to be a lot of food around. Make sure they're not getting junk. Make sure the doors are closed, and don't forget to give them a nice gift under the tree either.
Well, I would say that, how do you, quote unquote, sniff out the right gift for your dog for Christmas? What do you do? What do you look for? There are a lot. I sent a little gift to Millie for Christmas.
Let me put it this way, Doug. I've been doing this for a lot of years, and I've yet to have one of my dogs return their gift or re-gift them. So they're pretty happy with whatever you get them.
I think you just have to be careful. These toys that make noise get stuck sometimes in dogs.
And the softer the toy, the better. The hard vinyl toys that are really cheap, they're real dangerous because they break apart. So be real careful. Give them a ball, go out in the backyard and play. They enjoy
some advice from Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show here at 10 before the hour.
Hello, Mr. Anderson.
The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get into the official world of Warren Eckstein, host of the Pet Show, heard every weekend around the country on lots of great radio stations, including many of the stations that carry this program. Warren is the acknowledged expert when it comes to training dog, or maybe no, training people. That's more what it is. So you and Victoria were having a conversation that was fascinating about dogs and their dreams. Let's tell people who are listening what it is. What does it mean when the dog is shaking around and obviously in a deep sleep?
Well, it could mean something very positive, that having this fantastic dream about chasing something through the woods, or it could be a nightmare. It depends on the background of the dog, just like with people. Now, we were talking about the concept that my dog, who came from a horrible hoarding situation, 200 dogs being kept in cages and breeding, was horrendous. The bottom line is, when I first took Cisco home, for at least 3 or 4 months, he wouldn't sleep in the bed with me, and when he did fall asleep, he would be shaking all over, and it was almost like he slept with one eye open, because he was fearful. But when you go into a deep sleep, he would just really shake. Now he's dreaming of the moon and the sun and the stars. And it's a whole different ballgame, because now he feels real comfortable going to a deep, deep sleep. So it can mean either, just like with people, it can be a nightmare or it could be a very, very positive dream.
Story of a hero dog in just a matter of moments here as we continue. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show on the DJV Show.
This report is brought to you by LG.
Providing the perfect entertainment and refreshments for a holiday gathering can seem like a daunting task. LG, alongside interior design and cooking experts, offers tips for a smoother holiday season. Athena Calderon from iSpoon has advice for creating the perfect holiday menu.
Always choose dishes that can be prepped in advance. The last thing you want to worry about is slaving over the stove while your friends and family are hanging out in the other room. LG's smart ThinQ technology is an amazing home hack. You can preheat or turn off your oven remotely from your smartphone. It's genius.
Designer Nate Berkus has tips for styling your table to impress.
The table is where everything comes together. So stick to a neutral color scheme, but add some metallic accents for some holiday shine. Things like brass candle holders will instantly up the ante. Greenery can also dress up the table. I like to finish off the tablescape with a super chic place card at each setting, and it's a great memento for your guests to take home.
For more information, visit LG.com.
47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
All right, Warren Eckstein, what do we need to know about this story that's floating around this week, the woman who was mauled by her pit bulls? Her name was Bethany Lynn Stevens, yeah. Glen Allen, Virginia. She was in the woods with her dog. They apparently attacked her. So what really, what does the average person who has pit bulls or the people who don't like pit bulls need to know about this circumstance?
You know, first of all, it's a horrible story, obviously. I wish I knew more in terms of the background of the dogs. I know she wasn't living with the dogs at that point. I'm a big fan of pit bulls, having trained them and had them for many, many years. If they're socialized, they're just like any other dog. However, this is a horrible case. And every time one of these cases come up, in 99% of the times, if you really research them, there's something there. I don't know if there's a there with this, but the bottom line is it's a horrible situation. But if it were any other breed of dog, you never would have read about it.
Mm-hmm. No, that's the point. I think, yeah. I mean, a lot of people that I know have had these dogs, taken good care of these dogs. It's all, and the fact that she wasn't around them, yeah, she took them for a walk, and I'm not sure, the way that people look at pit bulls, I think, is part of the popular media coverage of them because they're tough looking.
Exactly right, but here's the bottom line. Let's say that we got rid of every pit bull in the world. Every pit bull is gone now, all right? What would happen? Do you think these drug dealers and these dog fighters are going to stop? No, they're going to go out and get German Shepherds and Dobermans and Brazilian dogs. They're not going to stop. So in other words, the thing that really bugs me is I had Ty, the Buster Brown dog, for many, many years. I trained him for the Buster Brown Company. He was an American Staffordshire, a pit bull terrier, went to schools, went to colleges, went to shopping malls all over the United States and Puerto Rico and Canada. The dog had no idea it had teeth in its mouth except when it was eating. But that's because he was socialized and exposed. So I am not anti-pit bull. I'm pro-pit bull. But I think that perhaps there are people that have them that should not have them because the average gangster is not going to get a schnauzer.
No. All right. Paying tribute to this hero dog that helped save a young toddler. This is a great story that I really kind of want to spend some more time on, but we needed to talk about the dog and the pit bull. I mean, the lady and the pit bulls.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.